Staff from the town of Oakville have released a special statement in response to what they call growing community concerns surrounding the closed Ninth Line landfill site. In their statement, the town is acknowledging online discussions about potential health risks related to the site, though they also advise locals that it's important for members of the public to approach online claims with caution. A small but vocal set of Joshua Creek residents have shared concerns with the town regarding unproven claims that the neighborhood was home to a higher-than-average percentage of residents have contracted cancer from nearby land that was formerly a landfill site. "We understand how concerning these discussions can be for the community," the statement read. "Our priority is to keep our residents informed with accurate information and assure them of their safety." Read more here. Halton Region assures public of low Joshua Creek cancer rates. While Oakville owns the closed landfill site, Halton Region is responsible for monitoring the area. Earlier this month, Halton also put out a statement, assuring the public that Joshua Creek had low cancer rates. Halton Region has also updated its website with the latest details and data, including frequently asked questions and information from the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. The town of Oakville also cautioned the public to critically evaluate claims made online and committed to providing regular updates on the website. Residents can stay informed by subscribing to email notifications on this topic by contacting Access Halton at halton.ca and requesting to join Halton Region's mailing list for the Ninth Line closed landfill site. In recent weeks, online conversations sparked worry over the Joshua Creek neighborhood, with local organizers saying the area was high in cancer numbers, due to being built in the same spot as the former landfill. These conversations led to the creation of Joshua Creek Inquiry, a website dedicated to raising awareness of the alleged issue and calling for additional safety measures.